You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Yeah, it's on TV. That's true. On this first day of February. That's right. That's right. ENN, by the way, because you know it's a big-time program.
Big.
You're familiar with how popular the show is, right?
Very.
That's right. Well, that's why it's brought to you tonight by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash. Get more from your neighborhood. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You asked him a fun question?
Good evening to Don.
I got like 6-7 inches, maybe 8.
Good evening to Peter. Bengals, baby! I'm surprised you didn't get the Who Day, which, by the way, is the dumbest. I hate Who Day.
I never heard Who Day. Tell me about it.
Who Day?
Who Day? Who they think's going to beat those
Them
Bengals?
It goes Who Day.
It's a spinoff of Who.
Who Dat?
Yeah, there's Who Dat in New Orleans.
Who Dat going to beat them Saints now? Who Dat?
Who going to beat Bengals?
That's right. So come up with something different, please.
But I think it's old. It's not new. It's been around for a long time.
3-0 in championship games, 0-3 in Super Bowls.
Tom Brady going to win.
And they're going to cover the 4.
Wait, no. They're going to cover the 4 points. Oh,
the
Rams?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't like that. Let's start off by saying good evening to Bob in Verona.
Mike, this is Bob from Verona.
And Bob?
Hi, guys. How you doing? Bob
good.
Here.
And?
I'm waiting for the Michael K. show.
You're on, sure. Bob.
And then Michael threatened to leave yesterday for good because we called him on even going to the call.
You got to listen to the show, even all the way to 7 o'clock. 6:30 to 7, you get the real characters.
That's well, you're going to get Don on the Ranger pregame show today.
Today, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a break. I want to hear some audio of some people talking about the Brian Flores lawsuit, but we'll start out with a little bit of Tom Brady. He retired, in case you didn't know.
I heard that.
Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't do it on his radio show, didn't do it on a TV show, didn't let Jeff Darlin, Tanner Adam Schefter do it.
Mm-mm.
He had to do it with his good friend, Bob Instagram. He went on IG to break the news. I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time for me to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. By the way, I often refer to my family as, quote, things that require my attention. I've done a lot of reflecting over the past week, and I've asked myself difficult questions, and I'm so proud of what we've achieved. My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me, but right now it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes. 7 Lombardi trophies, the most championship won by a single player in NFL history. 5 Super Bowl MVPs. And let's hear from Greeny talking about the Brady legacy.
With Tom Brady, the answers, I think, are all just too easy. Like, it's almost so obvious. Is he the greatest quarterback of all time? Well, yeah. Is he the most accomplished football player of all time? Absolutely. What was his greatest game? The comeback in the Super Bowl. Like, what cements him, his greatness? I think everyone would say going down to Tampa, putting to some degree the end to the was it Brady or Bill discussion, winning another one at that age and on a whole different team. What is his greatest disappointment? I think everyone knows that it's that first Super Bowl they lost to the Giants when they had a chance to be 19-0. That's Brady's toughest loss. Not his worst loss. It's his toughest loss. So I don't really know what questions to ask today because the answers just seem unimaginably obvious.
There are, it's amazing how great you are. There's still, everybody's got them, maybe with the exception of Michael, the loss. And he's got three of them. And then the perfect season is something that's got to drive him up a wall. Mariano, you know, as great as he was, Michael, right? I'm sure he thinks about 97. I'm sure he thinks about 2001.
I wonder about him. He's not driven like that.
Let's hear from the man who had his number, Eli Manning. Congratulations.
No, his number was 10. Brady's was 12. Yeah.
Let the man continue.
I'm sorry.
Eli congratulating Brady.
Hey, Tom, just want to congratulate you on an unbelievable NFL career. 22 years, 7 Super Bowls, multiple MVPs. I mean, really, no one did it better than you during your time. And so it was an honor, privilege just to watch you compete, watch you play, and to do it at such a high level for so long. In your 22nd year, you were playing as good as you ever were. So, you know, just unbelievable. I watched you win a Super Bowl. When I was in college, I got to watch you win a few while I was in the NFL, and I saw you win one when I was retired. That's a pretty impressive career right there. So good luck in retirement. Congratulations on an unbelievable career, and I appreciate your generosity and at least sharing a few of those Super Bowls with me. All the
had
best
to have
out.
Shade there right at the end, a little
what
shade.
What was it? What was the line?
He said, I appreciate you sharing a couple of the Super Bowls with me. Shade.
Barely wow. Shade. The only shade is him doing it at all. Because, I mean, let's be honest. What Eli wants to be like is, it was a hell of a run, wasn't it? Thank you. Good luck,
or he
man.
Just could have said sharing the field in a Super Bowl with him. Maybe he wasn't throwing any shade at all.
Could be, but you know how I think.
I mean, he doesn't even need to throw shade. It's just like, it's got to be such an interesting feeling to have, to know you're not as good as someone.
But you got their number.
But you have their number. Every time you see them, you're like, what's up, pal? I got you. You know?
It's true. I'm
trying to think of a comparison. It's very strange.
He walks right by him, goes, I like your cut, G, and then slaps him across the head.
Yeah, that's a good question, Peter. What's a comparison?
We're like, you know the person's better than you. He knows Brady's better. There's not even a conversation to be had. They're not even in the same room. But on these two occasions, I mean, you know what? This is a little wacky.
A little.
But in terms of, like, overall fame, maybe not greatness, because greatness level, they're similar or he's better. But in terms of, like, fame and accolades and public love, Holyfield and Tyson, little bit of that. Like, when they're both in a room, it's all eyes on Tyson, not Holyfield. But Holyfield beat him twice. Had his number. For whatever reason.
At least Brady didn't bite Eli's ear.
Should have. Probably would have. If he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, let's hear from Adam Schefter explaining the Brian Flores lawsuit.
Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphins head coach, and his attorneys filed a lawsuit today in a court in Manhattan that alleges racism in hiring from the New York Giants, the Miami Dolphins, the Denver Broncos, and the National Football League. He is seeking unspecified damages for the process that is well spelled out in this lawsuit that was filed today. There are texts from New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick that are being used as evidence in which Bill Belichick congratulates, essentially, Brian Flores thinking that it was Brian Daboll, and Bill Belichick then saying, I'm sorry to have gotten this wrong, but yes, I believe they're naming Brian Daboll as the next head coach when Brian Flores hadn't even interviewed for the job yet.
You know, you said something really interesting earlier, Peter, and I've been thinking about it since you said it.
Thank you.
Belichick is no fan of Goodell. And he has more career in his rearview mirror than he does have in his windshield.
That's right.
And Brian Flores supposedly is someone that Bill likes. I don't know if it was orchestrated, but would Flores actually use Bill like that without his permission? Or is Bill somewhat part of this little...
Yeah, but there's got to be a better way to do it, because Bill doesn't come across great with the,
well,
the missed tweet. But the missed text, why couldn't you just call Brian up and say, listen, I got your back. You need me to testify, I'll testify.
Well, maybe he has. But, I mean, you would think that Brian spoke with him. Why would he make Belichick look bad like this? You know, this genius doesn't know how to operate a cell phone.
Yeah, but like that's, he doesn't need to be. You know, he doesn't. He has enough accolades. He doesn't need to be a good cell phone guy.
Right. And that can happen to anybody. You've never text somebody and you didn't mean to text them?
I mean, but that's the worst. This is maybe
it happened in succession this year, didn't it?
Snapface, instant chat, or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Snapface and instant chat.
Remember when it happened in succession?
I do remember, and this is almost on par with that. I mean, this is bad, and the fact that Flores himself had to be like, hey, coach, did you mean to write Dable or Flores? And he's like, oh, sorry, I bleeped up.
Right.
If that's real, if it happened the way it's purported to have happened, maybe Belichick is like too much of a, you know, an alpha to even care. But if he's a normal human being, can you imagine the feeling he would have had when Flores said, this is Flores and not Dable? How awkward that was. He was congratulating him. And did you hear how happy Flores sounded at first?
And remember, this specifically is going to help the lawsuit against the Giants, too. And Bill apparently loves the Giants and has a relationship with Mara. Does he want to help bring the Giants down? I don't think so. I think this is an oopsie. And Brian realizes this is too important. You know, it's not show friends, it's show business. It's so if he loses Bill as a friend, so what? He's got bigger fish to fry here.
Let's hear from a friend of the show we all love, Ryan Clark on NFL Live, going in depth on why minority coaches are not hired in this league.
Well, I feel like we've had this conversation year after year, and every year people say hire the best guy or this is the best person for the job. And I think that's what people truly think. I think people don't think that nepotism actually exists or that the good old boys club isn't a thing. The truth is there are 31 white billionaire owners. And many times they hire what's familiar to them, to the things that feels comfortable to them, or who their friend thinks he likes, or someone that's recommended to them by another one of those people that can be in the room with them. See, there's not people like me in that room. And as somebody who has sat across from these owners and listened to the way that they talk about players, I know that they don't see players as equal. And in not seeing players as equal, that's that 75%+ of the players that look like me, that they don't feel comfortable with, that they aren't familiar with, that they don't know how to communicate with, that they will always see themselves above. But then when they look at a Brian Daboll, or they look at a Nathaniel Hackett, or they look at a Josh McDaniels, they can see themselves. They can see that, you know what, their dad also had to help them out, or their uncle or their friend or someone gave them the leg up. See, a lot of these minority coaches don't have that, and there may be a chip on their shoulder, or there may be a different way that they communicate, or they may understand that they weren't given quality control jobs because their last name was Turner, or because their last name was Belichick, or because their last name was Shanahan. And it is not to say that those people can't coach. It's just to say that the playing field is not leveled. It's not level at the bottom rings of coaching, and it's also not level at the top. And until we actually get to true diversity in the NFL, we will have this. It may not be racism, but race is definitely involved.
Great stuff from Ryan. You guys think it's interesting that the NFL already released a statement? Do they have to release a statement on the suit right away without seeing what the suit is?
They've read the suit. But,
yeah.
You know,
oh, Peter
yeah,
that's
King
true.
Actually,
true.
Peter King tweeted, I said, how could they say without merit?
Right.
They haven't even shown what they have. How could they say it's without merit?
That's what I'm saying. Without the lawsuit actually playing out, doesn't it seem super defensive and show that you're not even open to the idea?
I think they had an answer. They couldn't leave it hanging without something. I mean, the Giants released a statement right away. It's funny. So many people believe that these lawsuits and all Hall of Fame and CBA negotiations are voted on by fans. They want to win the court of public opinion. Maybe in this case it means something, but it's only going to mean what the jury or the judge says. And the worst thing that could happen to the NFL, even if this guy doesn't have, you know, the smoking gun or the hard proof, he's going to have access to the NFL records, phone records, emails, and stuff like that, and they don't like that. Discovery is their biggest fear. That's why they settled with Kaepernick.
But
why I think they're going to end up settling with Gruden.
But the lawsuit against the NFL may not work out. But he might have something with Miami, and he might have something with the Giants. So at the end of the day, if the lawsuit against the NFL is thrown out, but he does get Ross to sell in Miami, and the Giants like lose draft picks, I mean, isn't that a win?
Yeah, for the greater good, but not for him. His career, I think, is over.
No, but you still got a pound of flesh. I mean, listen, Michael, if Ross is forced to sell Miami, that's a big win.
That's so unlikely. Oh my God!
If these allegations turn out to be true, Peter,
it is amazing that again, allegedly, an owner was bribing a coach to throw games in an era when the league is in bed with gambling sites. It's incomprehensible. That was going on. Now, Ross will deny it. That's why I say that Flores has to have proof. Maybe there are other people in the room that will testify. We'll see.
It's going to be very, very interesting.
And I was checking, too. I don't think Florida is a state where you can surreptitiously record somebody without their permission. New York, you can.
Well, we talked about the possibility of black ownership in the NFL. Well, there will be a team available, interestingly enough, right now. Pat Bowlen Pat Bowlen Trust announced that the sale process for the Denver Broncos is underway.
You're surprised, in retrospect, Don, you're surprised that this didn't happen with the Giants, because the reason they're selling this team is that the kids could not come to an agreement who was going to run the team. They kept fighting. Yeah. Bowlen's kids kept fighting. And then they said, well, we're never going to come to an agreement. We have to sell it. Surprised that didn't happen with the Maras. Somehow Wellington persevered and didn't sell it.
But they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, but they're not going to own the Broncos.
Well, Giants new head coach Brian Daboll will have to look somewhere else for his offensive coordinator, because Ken Dorsey has been promoted into Daboll's old coordinator role.
Was it realistic he was going to leave that situation in Buffalo to come to the Giants, where there's so much unknown about the quarterback?
Right.
I mean, I would think you want to eventually be a head coach. Now, I was talking about this with Dave. I guess unless you just believe in yourself so much that, hey, I'll go to the Giants, turn them around, then that'll make me look good, instead of just piggybacking off of what Daboll did with Josh Allen. But he's got a chance to win a Super Bowl as the OC in Buffalo. He's a ways away from that with the Giants.
But you answered your own question. Anything he does with Josh Allen is going to be, well, Daboll set the table. It rhymed. But if you could come in and be the offensive coordinator who turns around Daniel Jones, I think that burnishes your image a lot more.
But it could go sideways on you.
Right.
And you
right.
don't turn Daniel Jones around. And, you know, 2 years from now, you're fired along with Daboll. And now what? Now where do you go?
Don, you'll be excited to know that Floyd Mayweather is getting in the NASCAR game.
I saw this.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather's money team will now have a car or a team in NASCAR, and they will be competing at the Daytona 500.
That's coming up. I think the week after the Super Bowl, right?
And this week they had that big race
awesome.
The L.A. Coliseum. Clash, I think
weird.
It's called.
That's right. And Pitbull's got a team. They were in that. Michael Jordan has an NASCAR team right now. So does Dana White. Guys, on this day in 2004, the Patriots beat the Panthers by 3. Vinatieri's 41-yarder with 4 seconds left and the Patriots won their second Super Bowl in three seasons. The teams combined for 868 yards. Unbelievable. 868 yards, 481 by New England, and 37 points in the fourth quarter. On this day in 2009.
Roethlisberger, pass time, throws to the back of the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by Holmes.
How'd they not name that? That's got to have a name.
And that's, of course, the Steelers beating the Cardinals. Also on this day in 2015, Tom Brady throws for four touchdowns. Malcolm Butler picks off Russell Wilson. Oh. Patriots beat the Seahawks. And that will do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening. It's brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple-Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
And a year ago, Peter, you lost your title on this day.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to relive it.
On TeeWee. All right, Don's coming up with the Ranger pregame show. See everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.